Well, I've been sitting here waiting for 4 hours for my mom to return from Kohl's.
Christmas
where she said
shopping.
She was returning something.
No, I didn't.
Got a pretty big show for you today, I think. I don't know, do we?
Yeah, sure.
It's Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm internationally known martial artist Von Fry, and joining me is...
All right. Mom.
And this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Yep. Okay, so we have a lot to get into. If you guys would like to go over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and review. Mom will read it on an upcoming episode.
Sure will.
We are going to talk about Grand Theft Auto, coffee wars of sorts, lots of stuff. But I think we should start by, you know, just putting the mom stuff up front. I took you to a craft fair.
We did. We had an outing.
Yes. I've tried to get her to go to basketball games that were free, baseball games. She said, nope. That requires getting out of the house.
Well, I like to shop, though.
I had to drive her across town to a church's craft fair. And while there, first we got some, is it freeze-dried peanut brittle?
Yes, and it's awesome. It's really cool stuff.
You want to eat the last piece with me?
Yeah, what's it called? What's the company called? Or the lady that makes it?
It says Candy for Your Face.
Which is an awesome
Here,
title.
I'll eat the big one. You can have the small one.
Okay,
right,
I'm just going to have a little bit right now.
Now, this is unique. I think I prefer this over basic peanut brittle.
Because I'm always afraid I'm going to break my teeth on peanut brittle. Noisy.
It's kind of fun because it's like your tongue energizes it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat. And it's a little chewy.
It tastes like peanut brittle.
It does, but I think that it actually, the taste lasts longer with you.
I think so, too.
Like, it sort of turns into a powder when you bite, and then it kind of, like, gets captured in your tongue.
I think she has something. I could see buying this, like, at a hockey game or something, or a fair or something, to walk around and eat it, and everybody share what they've bought and tasted.
Well, also there, I had a taco.
Yeah, really good homemade tacos.
So, part of why I went there, wanted to run into my friend Annette. Hadn't seen her in a while. She was my previous podcast co-host. I wanted her to meet my current co-host, see
Mom.
Who muscled her out of the job.
Annette's also very popular.
She is a morning news anchor.
Yeah, she's very
here
popular
on
in
morning
this
news channel.
Real sweet girl. Lady.
I told her about those tacos. I said, hey. You know, you kind of have like this fried bread, like a chalupa. She said it was her sisters who make them.
That was awesome.
And right behind you, you got the Christmas tree set up.
Yeah. Vaughn helped put it up. And
no, I would say I put it up.
And then
you decorated it.
Well, we put the lights on together.
Okay, so how is it Vaughn helped put it up when Vaughn put it up?
Well, your father came in and gave you some instructions, too.
Only because you wanted dumb things to happen.
Okay.
And then I helped with the lights. In fact, I pretty much did the lights.
Yes, you did.
I put the skirt around the tree, and you put the decorations on.
Yeah, it looks awesome, doesn't
Except
it?
Except I put the star at the top.
That's right. We have an awesome Christmas tree. I'm
we
very proud
We used to do the
it.
Angel at the top. Some people do the star. What do you think's popular now? What do you think's prevalent?
I'm not sure. I like angels up there, but... You know, I just thought angels were kind of feminine, and our house is definitely not feminine. I'm the only girl in it, or female in it, so I just thought the star. Now we have kind of
well,
a star.
Well, it's not decorated like a guy's house.
It's because it's my house. I get to decorate it.
At any rate, you did get a knick-knack at the craft fair.
I did. I bought two little wooden things that a gentleman and his wife were selling. One was a crochet, I guess it's called a hook, and it has like a... turned wood handle, and it's really neat. I'm anxious to learn how to crochet with it. And a little snowman that was really cute. It has a great big, a little tall hat.
Looks like he was fashioned on a wood lathe.
Yeah. And so,
what'd you do to make him into a decoration?
I think it's called an eye. I'm not sure, but it has like a little circle wire metal thing that with a screw at the bottom. And I screwed that in. Vaughn couldn't believe I did it by myself. And then I tied a little ribbon on there and we hung it on the Christmas tree as a Christmas ornament.
You like to have an ornament each year added, right?
I do. Well, what I used to do was when you guys first came along, I have like ornaments from our first Christmas, Monty and I were married. And then you guys, every year I got you one ornament a piece. I wrote your name on it in the year. And so someday when you have your own Christmas tree, You can have those to start with if you want them.
Okay, so you retired any decorations, or do some kind of get phased out as they break?
Well, they get phased out as they break, or I keep some in the box that you guys made when you were little, and I just want to look at them every time. Like there's a plate that you made that says for cookies for Santa. I don't know how old you are. It was really cute. It's really cute.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that either. Okay, well, now that we've lost all of our viewers, let's get into some other stuff.
Oh, they like mom stories. Come on.
All right, so the big news this week. The trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
I saw it.
Leaked early. Some Bitcoin bro guy, some crypto bro, leaked the trailer and had, like, buy Bitcoin on the front of it. So seeing this, Rockstar, they make the game. They said, okay, you know what? We're gonna just put our link out there a day early since this is happening. And so I want you, now you haven't seen the trailer, right?
Well, I think I saw it last night on TV. Has it been on TV?
I'm not so sure about that, but I'm going to actually make you watch the trailer here, okay? And I want your reaction.
Request me to watch it or ask you to watch it. You're not making me do anything.
I'm forcing you.
Not.
There is waterboarding involved.
Yeah, right.
You are to watch the trailer
to
Grand Theft Auto 6
to watch the trailer
and opine as it occurs.
Okay. Looks like Miami.
Tom Petty music playing. Yeah.
Do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
Takes place in what they call Vice City. It's like Miami.
Miami Vice. I think it looks awesome, honestly.
So you like the graphics?
Yeah, I think it, I mean, I just can't believe how real it looks. It's like a movie. Is this improved a lot from the original?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. See that Vice sign right there? I'll tell you about that in a sec. Now, all this stuff looks like things that you've seen in the news. Like, this is like TikTok videos.
Was that twerking?
Yeah. There's alligator gets in a convenience store. People are calling this Grand Theft Auto Florida Man.
I think there was a naked man.
Back. The only way we're going to get through this is by sticking together, being a team.
All right, you're supposed to talk.
Okay, well, I think it looks fun.
Trust.
Are you going to let me play it when you get it?
You'd be lost.
I know.
Coming 2025.
Gosh, 2 years?
That's what makes everybody angry.
Is it a year at Christmas or what?
It's over a year away. There's no telling how far. It could be almost two years off. If it's holiday 2025, and that's a possibility.
Exactly 1 year off. So this is 23.
The previous game came out
it would
like
be
summer.
2 years.
The previous game came out like about summer 2013.
Yep.
And somebody had actually posted on Twitter ages ago saying, oh, I bet you the next Grand Theft Auto comes out in 2025. And then people are like, no, Rockstar saw that and made it so. You know, people are calling it Grand Theft Auto Florida Man because it has just all the antics of a Florida man happening. The dancing on the cars, the almost naked water in your lawn, the alligator goes in the convenience store. Things like that. Now, other people are complaining, ain't no white man in the trailer. Watch the whole trailer. Ain't no
yes, there is. The guy watering his yard was white.
There was quite a few white guys, but everybody was doing, you know, ill-advised behavior of sorts. Now, the previous game, Grand Theft Auto
V. That's Grand Theft Auto. What do you expect them to be? Not breaking the law or not doing things that aren't
really
acceptable?
There really isn't that much car theft in a game specifically named for the crime of stealing a car.
And it looks like they did a lot of other crimes.
It's almost every other crime, and occasionally you can also steal a car if you need to. That's kind of what it is. The previous game, Grand Theft Auto 5, is the highest earning media product ever. You want to guess how much money it made?
I have no idea.
$7.7 billion.
Dang, that's a lot.
That's a ways up there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a license to churn money out, and everybody's looking forward to it. It's one of the few things that kind of unite the culture, I guess you could say.
Yep.
And you seem to think children's librarian, retiree, wants to play Grand Theft Auto.
I might try
What would you
it.
Do? Start a bookmobile and try to give it to the underserved community in the, in the game?
That'd be good. They'd probably rob me for, I don't know, my books.
Yeah, I had done some crazy stuff in the previous game that you were not technically allowed to do, but I had glitches that allowed me to do it.
Really?
So you have a garage. They have this other component called Grand Theft Auto Online where you make a character and you can... That's where they make a lot of their money. You have to spend real money to buy cars in the game and to buy a condo and garage for your cars. But I had a glitch that allowed me to generate money.
Oh, great.
And they found ways to... Oh, you guys can't do that. Okay, and then you find another way to do a glitch and they're like, no, you can't do that. I found a way to steal a fighter jet and then smoothly land it on the highway, take it to my condo, and put it in my garage, along with an armored car, tank, and other cars I weren't supposed to have. So I could pull my fighter jet out of my garage at any moment and take off with it, and if it got blown up, it would regenerate in my garage. And I'd invite people to my garage to see my collection of stuff you're not supposed to have. And when there'd be like a huge party in my garage. All these people would show up, and I'd get in the tank. And the tank, there's no violence that can happen when you invite somebody over to your apartment.
Yeah.
But I have a tank. And the game doesn't expect you to have a tank in your garage. I could take the tank and turn the turret, and it would cause a chain reaction of explosions and kill everybody in the garage. And everybody would spawn outside and go like, huh, what happened? And then you'd look at the kill stats, and I was like, God over there. Because like I could kill like 1,000 people if never dying and stuff. They didn't even know I killed them. I was that good at killing them.
Gosh.
That's how awesome I was at that game.
So you think you'll be able to do something like that with the new one?
Heck no. And if you could, there's a realistic possibility they're going to say, hey, gaming influencers, you want to play Grand Theft Auto a week early? Because you want views over on your Twitch, on your YouTube? Okay, $1,000. Buy the $1,000 deluxe edition, you get to play a week early. And people will pay it.
Oh, yeah.
If they do that. Now, I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, well, Vaughn predicted this. Let's say it's $300. Let's say it's $300 game in 2025.
Oh, the game's $300. To play it early, it's going to be at least $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, they could charge whatever they want, and people will actually pay for it.
Most likely.
With this game. This is one of those scenarios. If I was you, I'd lean closer to the mic. That's what I do.
I'm a bit tired from shopping.
Oh, yeah, all that shopping. Did you have any news stories you wanted to get into?
Oh, I don't think so.
All right, well, I got some for
you. Who's playing football tonight?
Don't know. I don't know, do you?
How about the NBA half-year tournament or whatever they're calling it?
Oh, my goodness sake. Half-year tournament. In-season tournament.
In-season tournament.
Which will probably be named the LeBron James tournament at some point, right? They're going to find some way for the Lakers to win this. LeBron James is going to count it as another championship. No one else will. And he's going to say that right there made me the greatest of all time. He says the most ridiculous stuff.
Is he retired yet?
No. So he passes the ball. And his clutch move is to pass the ball, whereas Michael Jordan would take the shot and win the game.
Yeah.
And then, suppose he passes the ball.
He's a team player.
LeBron passes the ball, and suppose the guy makes it or whatever. LeBron James takes all. He doesn't just take the credit. The media gives him all the credit for the other guy making the shot.
Because he passed the ball to him.
They asked him about it, and he said this just the other week. He said, I always make the right choice. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I've got some news stories for you.
All right.
First up, we do have, and this was coming out last week, and I wanted some of the dust to settle, and it looks like the dust is settling in that. Nothing much is happening here. The Oklahoma City Thunder have a guard named Josh Giddey. I think that's his name. He's Australian.
Giddey.
Looking into some allegations. He's with an underage girl.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, don't worry.
The so NBA, what's underage the, now? Is it under 16?
Maybe 15, something like that.
That's bad for anybody.
Well, my thinking, and supposedly the organization has known about this for a year. So this has actually been going on for a while.
Come on.
And people like, oh, he's going to get in so much trouble. I'm like, no, he's not, because the NBA has a way of covering this up. So a lot of people point out Karl Malone, the mailman. I'm going to say allegedly, because I haven't looked into this as far as other people. Supposedly, he got like a 14-year-old girl pregnant while he's in the NBA. And they let him stick around for long enough to become the all-time scoring point leader. So they're not going to get rid of Josh Giddey right away. He's only going to second season.
What's he doing messing around with a 15-year-old? I'm sure there's beautiful. There's hot girls in Oklahoma. Trust me, I'm from there.
I think he had to go to California to find a 15-year-old that wanted him.
Oh, but, brother.
Hey, maybe they have different rules in Australia, and that he thought that was normal or whatever. Then again, all these kids are tall these days. You can't tell how old people are when they're 6 feet tall.
Well, you can't tell. I remember when you guys were in high school, we'd say, oh, she's cute. She's 13, Mom.
I don't remember that coming up.
I do. I remember you saying, God, yeah, they're like junior high.
All right. We also have some news on the Tesla Cybertruck. You looking forward to getting a Cybertruck?
I don't think I'll get one.
The Foundation Series is reservation holders paying $120,000. Remember, this is a vehicle they said was going to start at about $40,000 and maybe be about 60, 70 something.
But how many years ago was that when they said that?
Now, I thought that it seemed illegal to be like, hey, okay, pre-order, take the money, we're going to change the price on you. Really, the way they're doing this is more like, hey, $1,000 deposit, and then when it's available, we'll tell you the price. So you could get your money back, but if they took all your money up front and then change the price on you, I think that would be a problem, don't you?
I do too.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks. But I'm seeing some cool stuff kind of come out. They showed off the Cybertruck. It comes in one color, but they want you to put a wrap on it to change the color. You know what a wrap is?
Yes, which I don't think that. I mean, the wraps, they get old, don't they? And peel and stuff. I mean, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, a lot of people want a black one, so they're going to pay
like
for the black
wrap.
The black wrap, yeah.
Why don't they just paint it black? Well, like a regular car.
You can't really be painting this stainless steel surface. That's why the DeLorean, the last car with this sort of setup,
they
were all the same color. It wasn't that everybody was trying to look like Doc Browns, just so you know.
Doc Brown sounds like a pair of shoes.
Well, Doc Brown, there's Doc Martens.
Oh, okay. That's where I got that feeling.
So, yeah. Elon Musk also in the news here. SpaceX now worth $175 billion. That's more than Disney or Comcast.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to buy it? If it's worth something, only if somebody will pay that for it.
Note to self, create company that doesn't try to make money. Isn't that the trick now?
Yes.
You start a not-for-profit.
Then you can say how much it's
worth.
Or
some kind of outlandish. Now you got this guy. Dad bought in on that Virgin Galactic, right?
Initially. He made a little bit of money.
Yeah, he made some money because he got out before it really got off the ground.
Right.
Because it wouldn't, so it was established that Richard Branson could be the first billionaire in space.
Yeah.
On some technical level. And then, just get rid of this stuff. Sell it off. Somebody else get rid of that. There wasn't really any real practical plan behind it. They didn't have an operation to try to repair satellites, dock. SpaceX has some kind of purported effort to make a use out of this. There's some kind of reasoning behind it. Hey, we launched this thing and we can go to the space station and bring supplies, things like that. Hey, maybe someday we'll find a comet made out of diamond and harvest the diamonds. That's what they kind of need to do to break even, don't they?
Well, you'd think, but now that it's, what is it called? The government's not, our United States government's not building rockets. They made it, what's it called? There's a name for it.
Outsource.
Kind of outsourced it, but to other companies. So
privatized.
That's it.
Well, that by privatizing it, you get a lot of guys to find people to fund their dream to go to space, and then you end up with this situation, don't you?
Yep.
Here's some fun news, though. Cosmics. Have you heard of this?
No. What is a cosmic?
McDonald's finally reveals menu details about spinoff restaurant. Check out that logo right there. You know, Golden Arches. That's a golden arch.
So it's a small McDonald's.
My understanding of this is to battle Starbucks.
So what are they going to serve?
Focusing heavily on breakfast, featuring more than 10 new beverages never before seen on a McDonald's menu. I see some of the beverages here. They look like they're stuff made for TikTok videos. Churro frappe, teas. So it's teas and various kinds of coffee. Ginger Boost. So, yeah, this is the sort of business that wants to put out everybody that tries to make their own energy drink shop in town, all that sort of stuff.
Which is a really
smoothie
shame.
Place. And then here they have, I don't know, are they going to call this stuff? Nope, they don't have McDonald names. A creamy avocado tomatillo sandwich. a spicy queso sandwich, McPops. Okay, so they still have some Mick stuff. And from the Mick universe, Egg McMuffin sandwiches and McFlurries. Okay. So they are able, oh, pretzel bites. They are able to borrow some items from, you know, the sister company, the parent company, McDonald's.
Yeah.
This sounds to me like it could be possibly successful, at least in the short term. Everybody's going to want to go there and have their challenge. Like they had the Grimace Challenge. You remember that?
No.
I wanted you to take part in the Grimace Challenge.
What was the Grimace Challenge?
Well, you drink a Grimace shake and then you fake dying. And then you kind of juxtapose it together. It's like, hey, everybody go out and get your Grimace shake. And then you just, you act like a zombie or whatever. And that's what everybody was doing. I think...
Not me.
I think McDonald's saw some of that and thought, you know, we can kind of make something around. Let's have a bunch of weird, crazy color drinks. Everybody's going to have their challenges, right?
They're going to kind of try to put Starbucks out of business.
It's not about trying to put Starbucks out of business. It's about doing battle and getting some of their market.
Yeah.
They don't think that they're going to put Starbucks out of business. If they did that, a lot of times when you have a competitor out of business, now you go out of business too. You actually are better off having competition, okay?
Yeah.
Like, can you think of some examples? No, you can't.
You're better off having competition?
Yeah.
Like Walmart and Target?
Well, what if only Ford made cars?
Well...
Do you think cars would get better?
No, because... So competition is good. It's a good thing.
All right, last news story for you. This one I think you'll find interesting, sticking on the coffee stuff here, okay? Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan's ranch sues Cole Hauser's coffee company. You know, RIP?
Why?
He's being sued by the creator of the Yellowstone show.
For what?
Well, RIP made a coffee company, but the Yellowstone creator also made a coffee company.
Oh.
Now, the Yellowstone guy, his company... is named for the production company that is on the show, and he's been rebranding all of his stuff. This, it's called like Bosque Ranch, Bosque. Not sure how we pronounce that. Bosque, is that what you think? Maybe
Bosque or something like that.
We're gonna say Bosque Ranch for the heck of it.
Maybe it's Bosque.
Bosque, I doubt it. Okay, so he has a Bosque Ranch coffee company. That's his logo right there with the B and the R.
Yeah,
you see that?
Looks cool.
Okay, well, it turns out that despite that looking cool, Free Reign, the coffee company started by Cole Hauser, RIP, and he's got the cowboy image and stuff, they also have a word on top of a word logo, and Taylor Sheridan thinks that maybe that's going to confuse people and think that that's the Yellowstone Ranch's coffee, and so now I have to sue you. Also, Kevin Costner suing the Taylor guy for writing him out of the show and things, all kinds of mayhem.
All kinds of lawyers staying busy.
I thought I had heard that the final season or part two of the final season of or whatever they're calling this on Yellowstone, wrapping it up, would start this month, but I haven't heard any other news.
I don't know.
But yeah, do you think that those logos look a little close together with the word on top of the other?
Well, you know that it looks kind of like a brand, like a old-fashioned cattle brand.
I think herein lies the issue. Both of these have that cowboy image thing going for them. And that BR is only like that to look like a brand anyway.
Right.
Now, the guy that does all the branding on the show, is he not allowed to have a company that brands?
Honestly, I don't know. I think that, like you said, competition is a good thing. So
the competition makes the coffee better in this case? Okay, yeah. I'm sure that's how
that
works.
Gotta keep trying to make it better.
All right. How about we get into a game?
Okay, Dead or Alive?
You asked about football.
I'm good at this.
I'm going to actually look up who is playing football tonight because I'm not actually going to watch. I think it's probably really, really bad teams if I had to... Be completely, oh, goodness sake. Yeah, it's two not good teams right now. The Patriots, they're 2-10. They're being hosted by the Steelers. This used to be a pretty prime matchup right here. And in fact, it's on Amazon Prime Video. But with this in mind, I want to quiz you on running backs.
Okay.
These are all retired NFL star running backs. These are not... bottom of the row, these are like Hall of Famers, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell me which one's dead or alive.
All right.
Marshall Faulk. Do you remember this guy?
Uh-huh.
Actually have a really good, no, Tyler got a cool hologram card of this guy back in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, and you could turn it. And remember the guy wanted to buy it back from Tyler immediately for like 20 bucks, but he said no at the card shop in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you told me about that.
I was so. Being a mom.
So, Marshall Faulk, Hall of Famer, played for the Colts and the Rams, part of the greatest show on turf. It's Marshall Faulk, dead or alive?
Alive.
Marshall Faulk is...
Yay.
Alive.
How much is the card worth now, and where is it?
Probably not a ton.
Hard questions.
The card stuff, it's like really only rookies are worth stuff. But I feel like even that shouldn't be worth much, because what did Marshall Faulk do to this card, right? He had his picture taken. It was putting on something.
Well, he probably got paid something for getting his picture.
It's adjacent to the actual sport. It wasn't a game-used jersey in the Super Bowl. It wasn't the shoes he ran on when he broke a record, right?
Yeah.
So it's really just a picture duplicated, and then we said, hey, we're only going to make this many of them.
So we're going to put a value on it because there's not very many of them out there.
The people are trying to do this sort of stuff with other things. Video games have lost a lot of value lately. People are thinking they're going to make millions of dollars on 1985 Super Mario Brothers, and then they plummeted in price when people figured maybe this stuff's not that rare, and it's super accessible. Everybody can put this on their phone. Marshall Faulk's still alive. Now, Jim Brown, occasionally described as the best NFL player ever.
Yep.
Is Jim Brown dead or alive?
I think he's passed away.
Jim Brown is...
Yep. Bomb's good.
I think he died this year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I do pay attention.
He was in several movies.
He was. He was an actor, quite a pretty good actor.
Do you want to tell us about one of his movies?
Oh, God, I can't remember. What's one of them?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Is that one of his lines?
No, that's a movie, but you could tell us about The Great Escape. What happens to him in The Great
Escape?
Oh,
yeah, he's in The Great Escape. What happens
to him? I can't remember. His scene doesn't make any sense. No, it's not. Okay. Oh, wait. The Dirty Dozen.
Well, Dirty Dozen.
No, wait. Yeah, he's in Dirty Dozen, not Great Escape.
The Dirty Dozen is my favorite movie, right?
Which no, one? The Great Escape's your favorite movie.
That's right. I forget. Well, they're kind of a bit alike for a female to have it for their favorite movies. Pretty rare.
I think Charles Bronson's in both of them.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it doesn't make any sense what happens to him.
Well, he's in prison. They're
so
all in prison.
So he's known for being this running back, right?
Right.
He's like the NFL's best player. He's a running back.
But he committed a crime.
He has a scene where he has to run fast, and he gets shot and killed. He should have outran it. He should have, oh, wow, that, we didn't, you know, his ability should have carried him through. He should have been one of the survivors. That's what I think.
Yeah, but it was a war.
All right. Now, this next running back, the first and really only running back to get the 2,000-yard season in the original 14-game format. 14 games, he ran for 2,000 yards. One of your favorites, O.J. Simpson. Is O.J. Simpson dead or alive?
He is alive.
O.J. Simpson is alive.
Yep. He is alive.
I think he comes up
out of prison
on TikTok or Twitter or something like that and has opinions about things.
He does.
And, yep. And I think he's almost always at a golf course, which is fine. It's hard to kill people at a golf course.
He was really a good football player.
He was in movies also.
And not an actor.
He was in the Towering Inferno.
Yep.
He was
handsome
in,
man.
And this is amazing casting right here. He was in the Naked Gun movies.
Was he really? I forgot about that.
Injured in all of them, and then Leslie Nielsen has to like try to figure out who hurt him or something like that. Yeah. Okay, and he gets hurt in some comical way, and he's always at the hospital. He's a cop in those three movies. One of them comes out in 1994, same year he might have done something rather uncop-like.
Yeah.
Right.
Might have.
All right. Next up. The NFL's all-time leader in rushing yards, and with one of those sports records.
Is this the third one or the fourth one?
This is the fourth one.
Okay.
One of those records that may never be broken. Emmitt Smith Is Emmett Smith dead or alive?
He's alive.
Emmett Smith is?
All right.
Alive. Yeah, and what teams did he play for?
Did he play for OU?
I don't think so. I think he might have played at Florida State.
I can't remember.
I think he might have played at Florida
he
State.
He played for the Florida, Dallas Florida Cowboys, State, though.
He did play for the Dallas Cowboys, yes. But he finished his career at the Arizona Cardinals.
Did he?
Yes. All right, last up, this player, one of, aside from present company excluded, the pride of Wichita, of those still alive and in the Wichita area, Barry Sanders. Now, Barry Sanders played for Oklahoma State.
Yep.
Remember?
When I was there, I think, maybe.
No, he did not. No.
What year was he? Did he
like,
play there?
In the late 80s.
Well, I was there in the early 80s.
Is Barry Sanders
when
dead
Jimmy
or alive?
Johnson was the coach there, and we didn't win anything, I don't think.
Barry Sanders.
He's alive.
Dead. Okay, Barry, I kind of gave some of that away. Barry Sanders is alive, and there's a new documentary about him on Prime Video.
Oh,
talking
good.
About trying to shed some light on how he suddenly left the NFL. Like he was at the top of his game. His team was not getting any better. Detroit Lions were just always bottom of the barrel for the whole time, and he just walked away.
Well, we'll have to watch it. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of put on this big tease, so it's like he's sitting in like the, you know, the comfortable recliner, and they're like, so why'd you leave? And he's like, boom, you're going to have to watch.
Well,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm going to check that out at some point. Yeah, so okay. That was a little game we like to call. All right, now I'm sure you have some kind of quote from somebody.
I do.
Who may or may not be dead and may or may not be a woman, but you don't know.
Well, I know this person is a woman. I'll give you that. I wear my mistakes like badges of honor and I celebrate them.
All right, so she's old and wrinkly. You're like, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it Amy Schumer?
Yes, you're good.
I was thinking that she... It's not that she's old and wrinkly, but she wants to put on that she could be old and wrinkly. That was my thinking there.
I think she's a brave soul.
I watched her big movie on Peacock a couple weeks back, or about a month or so back, called Trainwreck.
How was it?
It had some funny moments in it. It wasn't particularly great, I would say, but it made you feel really bad for the guy in the movie. He does all the good impressions, was on Saturday Night Live. He has a show where he wants to be an actor, but he's actually a hitman. Forgot his name. You feel bad for him because he's a doctor, and he ends up with this train wreck. That's the problem. She starts the movie off dating John Cena, who has no... There's no reason he would be interested in her.
But he has except, to be in the movie.
Except it's such a vanity project that she can get like all the guys she wants in New York City. Are you kidding me? Look at her. Like,
She's not bad.
She's not nearly as attractive enough to pull off this role. Oh. They wanted her to be Barbie. And they, I mean.
Really? She was up for the Barbie role?
Margot Robbie got Barbie instead, and look how much money that made. Now, Do you think that would have made $1 billion with Amy Schumer as Barbie in a very different kind of Barbie movie? Unlikely.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I'm
it's
not really
a
sure what,
world.
I'm not really sure what Amy Schumer's up to right now, but I think she can actually be funnier than some people give her credit for. She's really good, actually, at dealing with ruffians in the crowd.
You know, that's a hard thing to do, too. You know, you do stand-up. You know how hard it is.
I've never been heckled.
Oh, don't say that, because people are going to heckle you now to heckle you.
I probably don't get heckled because I destroy, and I don't need to get heckled. Maybe that's why.
I hope. Oh, Vaughn.
Oh, so you think I should get heckled now? Is that it?
Oh. Bye-bye now. Gotta go cook supper.
And what are we having?
Spanish rice.